Group Health Insurance. Welcome to the Group Health audio chapter. In this chapter, we're going to do a quick review of the key concepts and terms from the chapter. Group Health Insurance is a contract between an insurer and an employer, union, or other association established for the benefit of group members. Groups must exist naturally. The group contract is issued to the employer, union, or association, and each member or employee receives a certificate of coverage. The group health insurance policy is the master contract. The policyholder is the employer, union, or other association, not the insured members. Employer-sponsored plans make up the largest portion of group insurance. Employers may individually contract group coverage with an insurer or join with other employers in multiple employer trusts, or METs, or multiple employer welfare arrangements, or MEWAs. Group health insurance policy rates are usually based on experience ratings, in which premiums are set by the claims experience of the entire group. With community rating, premiums are based on the actual or projected cost of insureds in a particular geographic location with reference to insureds' age, gender, occupation, and health. With community rating, each member pays the same premium. Insurers of the group plan evaluate the risk of the entire group, not the individual. Coverage is accepted or denied, and premiums are set based on evaluating the age, sex, and occupation of the group. Insurers may not request medical information of groups of 50 or more. Each member of the group has the same coverage, including eligibility requirements and probationary period. Plans may not unfairly discriminate against certain individuals, and all eligible individuals must be permitted to enroll. Participation levels. Contributory plans are funded by the employer and the employee premiums and require 75% participation of eligible employees. Non-contributory plans are fully funded by the employer and require 100% participation of eligible employees. Eligibility for coverage. Open enrollment is a 30-day period each year in which all eligible employees must be permitted to enroll, change coverage, or add dependents. Proof of insurability is not required during open enrollment. Insurers and employers generally require employees to be full-time to be eligible and often require a probationary period of 30 to 90 days before they are eligible for coverage. Eligible dependents include spouses, children, including stepchildren and adopted children, and dependent parents. Children aged 19 to 23 are required to be unmarried and full-time students. Disabled children have no age limit. In the event of more than one insurance policy, the primary policy will pay benefits according to its limits, and the secondary policy will pay the remainder to its limits. If the employer changes insurance companies, all eligible employees under the old plan are covered by the new plan without a probationary period, and coinsurance and deductibles are carried over. Employee coverage may only be terminated if the employee is terminated, fails to make premium payments, or exceeds maximum benefit limits. Group insurance plans generally provide for extension of benefits if the insured becomes disabled and conversion of the policy to the individual policy if coverage was terminated. Now let's discuss some portability issues for health insurance. HIPAA, or Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. HIPAA was enacted to protect coverage of individuals and their families who change or lose jobs. Individuals with at least 18 months of creditable coverage are guaranteed issue under the new employer's plan. Creditable coverage provides proof of insurance. Creditable coverage may be applied to reduce waiting periods and exclusions for pre-existing conditions. HIPAA requires guaranteed renewability for group insurance except for non-payment of premiums, violation of terms, or fraud. HIPAA also established standards for protected health information, or PHI, which includes individuals' current and prior medical history. COBRA, or Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. COBRA allows employees and their dependents to continue group health coverage after termination or loss of eligibility for up to 18 months, 36 months for dependents. COBRA only applies to companies of 20 or more employees. Coverage under COBRA must be requested within 60 days and may require payment of 102% of the premium rate under the group plan. COBRA ceases if the insured becomes eligible for Medicare, becomes insured under another group plan, fails to pay premiums, or the benefit period ends. That's it for this chapter. I want to make sure you read the chapter and take the practice quizzes. The audio supplement is only an overview. Good luck!